WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Gray with you after 10 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, clear with a low right around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 71. On Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe, a high of 61. Here's 38 Special.
You see it all around.
Just hold on loosely, but don't let it go. If you play too tight,
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Well, there's a black man with a black hair, little black neighborhood. He's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know he thinks he's got it so good. And there's a woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop with love. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses.
Ain't that America for you and me?
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Here is on Oldside Max FM.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
and so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
And more 997 Max FM. Dave with you on Sunday night. That's Gnarls Barkley Crazy. And you know what's crazy is this. Do you ever go for a walk after a big meal? Well, there's a sexy new term for those laps around the block. Fart walk is trending after a 7-year-old cookbook author named Marilyn Smith coined it on TikTok. She's a big fan of high fiber meals, and she and her husband go out on regular fart walks to get things moving. It helps with bloating, plus walking is just a great low impact way to get some exercise. A GI doctor weighed in and said your fart walks don't need to be that long. Even 5 or 10 minutes can be helpful. Quote, when you're moving, your GI tract is also moving. There needs to be motion to help get food moving along. Marilyn isn't embarrassed to talk about her fart walks, and she doesn't think you should be either. She's proud of them. But she does see the humor in forever being known as the fart walk inventor. Yeah, that's a new one. I never heard of that till today. But you know what? I'm going to get up and walk around and see what happens, and we'll have a look at Weather Meets by Human League on Max FM.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates. candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Mostly clear tonight, our low dropping down into the mid-40s by daybreak. On Monday, sunshine, another nice day with a high of 71. We are going to change things up a bit by Tuesday, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms and breezy with a high of only 58. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, and it is wicked good. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
Change your mind, you better change it back or we will.
had some of it. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Sunday. All right, did walk around, get things moving. Nothing really happened in case anyone was curious. So apparently, like Snake said, too much time on my hands on Max FM.
More
99.7 Max FM.
me, baby, it's angel love.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.